Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we give you practical strategies and actionable tactics for you to lead at your best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, team development workshop facilitator, executive education adjunct professor, and leadership coach. Today, I answer your questions. I am so excited. Ask me anything. The call went out and your answers came in. So we have two questions that we're going to get after today so that I can best serve you as the leaders that you are and the leaders that you want to become. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader. And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. Our first question came from Brian D. right here from in Northeast Pennsylvania. Brian wrote in, he wanted to know how to overcome negative self-talk. He says that it's showing up in the middle of performing, and it's a roadblock to executing at my best. So Brian, this is a great question. I deal with this. I've dealt with this. I've put some rituals in place that have helped me overcome the feeling of imposter syndrome, as they call it, this negativity, this negative self-talk that'll creep in anytime throughout your day, especially when you have high performance or high risk opportunities. I'll tell you, there's work that's been done on a few different aspects that you can put into place to feel better, to be better prepared, to prepare yourself for going in to a high performing or high risk event during that event and then coming out of it. So, you know, what's the power of positive self-talk? It shapes your mindset from the beginning. For me, it starts at the very beginning of my day. I just had a colleague of mine on LinkedIn. I saw one of his practices that he suggested. He works in the well-being and positive mental mindset realm. And he talked about having a routine in the morning. It's going to sound funny, but having a routine in the morning where you're in the mirror and you tell yourself you love you, you tell yourself your positive affirmations. And I tell you, I used to practice this in my head. I would say, you know, positive things about I'm open to new opportunity. I'm open to new potential. I'm smart, successful, whatever that positive affirmation that you want to tell yourself that you are to get yourself ready to go and set the tone for the day. But there's a difference between saying it to yourself in your head and speaking it out loud. Looking yourself in the mirror while saying it brings this idea of this outside voice in the universe and the inside voice in yourself, and it's coming together. And what I find is when I say those things to myself in the mirror, I have a smile on my face. I stand up a little straighter. My shoulders go down and I feel more self-assured. I feel more self-aware. So whatever mantra, whatever affirmations that you have, start your day with practicing gratitude. Start your day with telling yourself that positivity and step forward into your day. You're setting yourself up. So that is a routine. Make it part of your routine. The other aspects that you have, this power of positive self-talk, you start your day off on the positive foot. You start your day first thing with something uplifting, optimistic, and nourishing for your mind, body, and soul. And then you get into the next aspect here is how do you approach a daily ritual pre, during, and post performance? All right. So this depends on what you're doing. You can take this into the boardroom. You can take this into the arena. You can take this into the stadiums, whatever it may be. The power of visualization. So overcoming negative self-talk, overcoming that negative voice in your head begins with your pre-event ritual. I've done this. I've coached people through this. I've seen the positivity work. What I'll work with somebody on is a few minutes, 10 minutes prior to the event, carve out a quiet corner, start to take up space. Positive body language, openness. You know, think about how does Captain America stand? Hands on his hips, open stance, solid foundation, chest out, right? Think of your superhero, Wonder Woman. It doesn't matter who. They're taking up positive space. So your body is open to what's coming your way. The next step is visualization. Picture yourself successfully delivering your speech, successfully, if you're working in mixed martial arts, successfully overcoming your opponent. If you're delivering a decision brief at work, successfully delivering that brief. See yourself as the protagonist in your own movie in your head. See and picture what that looks like. I'd also invite you to picture yourself stumbling and how you're going to overcome that. So if you mentally prepare yourself to be ready for a setback, then you'll be ready to bounce back when it happens. Think about the power of that. If you can picture yourself going smoothly, which is good, and then picture yourself overcoming a challenge, you can see yourself recovering so that if it happens in the moment, there's no room for that negative self-talk because you've already put yourself into what that looks like to recover, right? So you have that routine. And then post-performance, reflect on what went well, reflect on what didn't, and what you want to do to close the gap. This puts you in your own personal after-action review, so where you can get better, you can continuously learn and strive for better performance. You know, some of the tactics that you can put in place, right? So we talked about, just to sum up, positive self-talk and affirmations in the morning in the mirror, daily positive mantra at some point in time in your day, positive ritual pre and post event performance, right? Your headspace, your power posing, your positive statements, your power of envisioning success and envisioning overcoming obstacles. This will help you overcome negative self-talk. It'll help you overcome stumbles and setbacks and help you build resilience. So Brian, I hope we answered your question. Thank you so much for writing in. I look forward to hearing more from you. Our next question comes to us from Joe M. Joe M. wrote in to us here from Northeast Pennsylvania. And he's writing, asking the power of practicing listening to your team as a leader. What is the power of practicing listening to your team as a leader? And I tell you, you know, as a leader, as a soldier, you know, growing up even, we've always been told that we've got one mouth and two ears. So we should be listening twice as much as we're speaking. And as a leader, context matters. When you're engaging with people, are you listening? And what type of listening are you giving them? So let's talk about that. There's a few different levels to listening, right? You've got, like fake listening to where someone's in your office, they come on in, or, hey, do you have a minute? Sure, I have a minute. Walk with me. And you're walking and you're really thinking about where you're going to next. And the person's talking to you, but you're not engaging with them. You're not hearing what they have to say. You're just allowing them to speak. And you're saying, oh, okay, yep, well, just email me that or text me that later. Well, I just told you what we were doing, and I'm trying to get your time, and you told me it was good time, but it was not really a good time. That's ineffective listening. That's an act of listening, right? And then there's like half listening, this next level up of, well, I'm going to give you some attention, but I'm still going to have my distractions. My phone's pinging, my phone's ringing, my email's dinging, all these distractions that are in and around when you're trying to engage with somebody, and your team member is asking you for your time and attention. And then there's active listening. Now, active listening, you're starting to get into the positive styles of listening. When you actively listen, you're hearing what somebody has to say, you're responding to what they have to say, and you start to engage in this back and forth. You're seeking to understand, and then you're responding with an answer. Now, that's okay. That'll get the conversation moving. That'll get the communication done. But it's not the best approach to listening that you can give to your team member or the person who wants and needs your attention. The top level listening is empathetic listening. The power of empathetic listening is that you have an emotional connection. You're gaining the person's perspective. You're listening to content, context, emotion, and purpose of the conversation, not just the words that are being said. Empathetic listening is very difficult to practice because it takes setting the conditions with no distractions. It takes needing to be engaged fully, immersed in the conversation, and put yourself in the person's shoes that you're speaking with. And having that emotional engagement takes energy. But when you empathetically listen, you're fully engaged in the conversation. The person feels heard, seen, and valued. So some tips to engage in empathetic listening. Set the conditions around you to be distraction-free. Explicitly schedule time. Empathetic listening takes, those conversations will take time to get through. So schedule those time in your day. Have the right environment that matches the level of the conversation that you need to have. And then give yourself time after the conversation to absorb what you heard, reflect, write out a few things that you need to take note or follow up on, and then you can move forward. So giving it intentional time and space will be a very powerful tool for you to put in your tool bag as a leader. Joe, I appreciate your question. Thank you so much for writing in. We look forward to hearing from more of our viewers and listeners out there. If you've got a leadership question, whether it's about how to lead yourself, how to lead your teams, how to upward influence, send those questions in to will@onthestacks.com. Send them in to Leadership Decoded Pod. Send them in any way, shape, or form that you have them, and we'll answer them because we're here to serve you so that you can lead at your best at work and in your everyday life. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded Podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, save it, download it, share it with your fellow leaders. Leadership is powerful. Knowledge is powerful. Share it with those that need it so that we can all lead at our best. We also want to hear from you, so leave us a review, drop us a comment, follow us on all of our social media platforms. You can find us at #LeadershipDecoded and #OnTheStacks. If you're a company, team leader, team member, and you need team building or team development workshops, and you want your team to achieve those results that you're looking for, I want to work with you. I offer highly engaging, creativity-infused, hands-on team developmental workshops. You will get the results that you're looking for. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey or email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.